just want to share a very nice, beautiful insight of the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Naso. We have the tucked away in the middle of the Parsha, the halachas of the Nazir. The Torah writes that when the Nazir has finished his Nazirus, he's to come to the Ol Moed and he brings the various Karbanos. Pasuk says, V'zos Torah HaNazir B'yom Melos Yemei Nizro Yavi Oso Pesach Ol Moed. Now what's the grammar of the Pasuk? Yavi Oso. Yavi Oso always implies that you're bringing something else. You're bringing it. What is it over here? What is it that you're bringing? It's a little bit unclear. This is the law of the Nazir on the day that he completes his Nazirus. Yavi Oso Pesach Ol Moed. What is the Oso referring to? Rashi says, Yavi Oso, Yavi Es Atzmo. It means he brings himself. And Rashi says this is one of the three times we find the ace that Rishmo Ladarshin, it means yourself, and he brings other examples as well. So we'll focus on this example. So Yavi Oso is a way of saying he brings himself. It is a strange way of speaking. I mean, it could have just as well said, Yavo El Pesach Ol Moed. He's coming. What do you have to speak in a cumbersome way? He brings himself. The Torah doesn't have an extra word for nothing. Yavi Oso. Having Yavi Oso, there must be some message that we can glean from the way the Torah tells us about the Nazir after completing his Naziris, when he's coming to bring his Karbano. Somehow, something has changed. And the transformation that the Naziris did for him, and the Torah is trying to capture that transformation by expressing his coming to the Moed in this way, Yavi Oso, he brings himself. Says the Meshech Chachma, a mamish, a beautiful pshat. He says, he's magdim the following issue about Nazirus. What's the halacha as far as the time frame of Nazirus? The Torah never specifies how much time is to be a Nazir. Which means that it's up to him. He can say, I want to be a Nazir for X amount of time, and that's his neder. His neder Nazirus is the amount of time specified. If he doesn't specify a time, then the default halacha is Stem Nazirus Shloshim Yom. That's a drasha from a gematria that we have. Yiyah, Kadosh Yiyah. So we learn that Yiyah is 30. So Stem Nazirus Shloshim Yom. But really, it's totally up to him. As long as he wants to be a Nazir, that's how he will, that's as long as he acts as a Nazir. Why is that true? Why is a Nazir a type of a neder that the Torah gives you the paradigm of Nazirus? But the Torah leaves it very flexible. You plug it in, flesh in how much, how long do you want to be a Nazir for? The answer is, what is the purpose of Nazirus? And is it an ideal? So we know that Nazirus is, the Torah doesn't always necessarily approve of Nazirus. The Torah gives the option for someone to be a Nazir, but it's not necessarily the ideal lifestyle. And we know this, for example, from the fact that he has to bring a karban chatas, and one of the Tanaim says, Al shetzir atzmo min hayayin. The Torah doesn't want a person to deprive himself of the pleasures of the world. Ideally, the Torah created the pleasures of the world for a person to be able to experience, except that they shouldn't use the pleasures of the world to pull them away from Hashem, but in moderation and with a sense of recognizing that everything is Kol Pol Hashem L'maneu, it's all for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch. The problem is that because of the nature of our humanity, we often get thrown off course, and we get enamored by the taivus of the world, and it leads us to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we know, the Torah warns about this all the time. So what is the purpose of a Nazir? The purpose of a Nazir is that when a person recognizes that their unique challenge is that they have to work on themselves, they have to free themselves of their addictions to the taivus of the world, because they don't know how to keep things in moderation. If you let them have wine, then they're addicted to wine, and they're addicted with that to other things. And the taivus of the world are too strong a nisayon for them. So what do you do? You do like the Rambam says in Hilchos Deos. Sometimes a person has to go to the opposite extreme in order to be able to be in the Shvil Azav, in the center. And in order, therefore, to be able to be free of that pull, of that allure, of that temptation, you have to have abstinence for an extended period of time. How long? That's where every individual has to look into their own heart and imagine, how much of a battle do I have to fight with my Yetzer Hara in order to be able to come back to the appropriate middle path. Some people, a short ounce of therapy would be enough. So it could be a shorter nazirus. Other people, they need to be a nazir for a longer period of time in order, again, to ultimately come to the ideal state. So that's hakol v'mashehu adam. How does a person know that they reached the shleimus that they want to reach through the nazirus? What's the measure? What's the litmus test? What's the ultimate indicator that Baruch Hashem, the person's nazirus was successful? They embarked on the therapy of abstinence for the period of time that they did, and it was exactly what they needed, and now they can feel completely free of the tivus. They're not enslaved to the tivus, but they are the ones in charge. They can indulge, and they don't overdo it. The answer is, if they can look at themselves in the most objective way, ki'ilu they'd be looking at somebody else. What's our problem? Nobody looks at themselves in an objective way to see, look critically. Everyone looks at how they're in the right, and everyone else somehow is wrong. And when you see someone else acting a certain way, it's very easy to see the problems there. It's natural that we can naturally see other people, and look with a critical eye. But ourselves, because of our negius, because of our tivus, because we want certain pleasures, so we can't really fully recognize that we have our limitations and our weaknesses. But if a person is able to free themselves up to a certain point, where that now they realize, you know what? I'm not as tempted. I see it. I can enjoy my limited amount of interaction with it, with the Tanuge Olam Hazeh. But at the same time, I'm not going to overdo it. You have to know in terms of the world of addictions, to what extent this is so. But I would argue that it could certainly have merit, although there will be some people who are specialists in addiction, and say in alcohol, and they'll say, or drugs, chas v'shalom, whatever, they'll say, you know, you can't even take that first drink, because once you do that, forget it, you're going to... So I don't know. But, in theory, this should be correct. That once a person can ultimately free themselves of that addiction, then they can continue to deal with whatever it is in moderation, and then he'll be able to be the perfect harmony, daitam urva bin abrios, not a recluse, not an ascetic. But that's not really what Hashem wants. Hashem only gave the nazirus as a refuah, as the Meshech Chachma writes, and therefore the ultimate vision is that the nazir comes Yavi Oso, meaning Kimevi Ish Acher. And the same way on Ish Acher, he can look in the most objective of ways, so too he'll be able to look at himself. That's what the Torah is ultimately after. Okay, have a good Shabbos, everybody.